Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants, pumpkins, when you're grooming, if you know what I'm talking about. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's HAYES. Get to manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES. You'll save 20% off plus free shipping. We got the Thursday nighter tonight where it's not COVID causing the Browns problems. It's injuries where Baker Mayfield not playing tonight. Nick Chubb is out. Kareem Hunt is out. So the number one running attack in football is not intact. You know, you don't have your twosome there, and you don't have Baker Mayfield there. So you got Case Keenum going up against Teddy Bridgewater and the Denver Broncos. Here is longtime NFLer and our TSN NFL analyst, Luke Wilson. What do you think the mentality is like in Cleveland tonight, Luke, knowing that your starting quarterback and your two stud running backs are not available for you?
They're going to be a little, the mentality amongst the coaches are going to be a little panicked. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. the players are, you know, probably locked in right now, just trying to figure out a way to get it done tonight. But that's tough. You know, it's one thing to have one or the other, but to have both running backs and your quarterback not playing, I mean, you got tough sledding tonight.
Yeah, it feels that way, and I wonder what Baker Mayfield is thinking going into this game, because I don't think he's been embraced completely in Cleveland, right? They didn't think he was going to go first overall, and then he did. That was a bit of a shock to the system. I think people in Cleveland were anticipating they'd take Sam Darnold, maybe Josh Allen. So they go with Baker. He's had his ups and downs, but I think he's a mediocre quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. I certainly think he's better than Case Keenum, but they're 3-3. They're off to a very disappointing start. If Keenum rolls tonight and plays well, how nervous would Baker Mayfield be in terms of the reaction from the fan base in Cleveland?
I would say he should be 0% nervous.
Exactly.
And I understand that, like, the narrative of Baker is, you know, maybe he hasn't been extremely well embraced, but I think that's absurd. Like, if I'm a Brown fan, which thank God I'm not, but it's like the man has, I mean, we've all seen the meme of the guy that has the quarterback jersey or the Browns with like 30 names underneath. And it's like Baker has come out here and taken a very, very, very poor franchise and put them, not him alone, but he's a major reason, put them in position to come out and be disappointed with a 3-3 start. I mean, if the Browns were 3-3 5 years ago, everybody in the dog pound would have been going nuts.
Right.
I mean, you're also talking about a guy who beat the Steelers in the playoffs last year. So, yeah, I agree. Like, has Baker put up crazy numbers? Maybe not. Has he been a little rocky this year? For sure. But I don't know if, you know, the criticism he's getting is fair. I personally, again, am I putting him up there with the best quarterback in the league? No, but I think he's still very young. A lot of room to grow. He's been through a couple, or I think at least one coaching change. Like, he's getting a new staff, et cetera. I think that he'll be just fine. And as far as I do expect Case Keenum to, you know, put up solid numbers, but he's just not going to have the ability or the flash that Baker Mayfield possesses.
Luke, on this show, we talk a lot about Jared Goff, or as we call him, Jerry Goff. He's been called out by his head coach. Do you think there's any chance that Jerry Goff responds to Dan Campbell's criticism and starts lighting it up, or is he just a mess right now?
You know, I don't know a Jerry Goff. I'm not sure how he got that name, but I like it.
Thank you.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of siding with Coach Campbell on this one.
What's he doing that you hate the most besides elite play not being there?
You know, it's tough to answer when you're not the quarterback or exactly seeing what they're trying to accomplish. But the fact that, like, last year, you know, Sean McVay couldn't stand him, And then on top of that, the playoff game where the Rams actually beat us, I believe he was healthy. They started the second/third stringer that was healthy over him. He ended up getting hurt, and Goff came in and kind of held the fort together, and they beat us. But my point is, like, you go from McVay and now Dan Campbell, you know, 6 weeks into the season, there must be something that Jared Goff isn't doing or is doing that is just driving these coaches nuts. And usually when it's, you know, I don't want to speculate too much here, but usually when coaches go public with it, a lot of times that has to do with, like, locker room, studying habits, you know, just that sort of thing. If it was a purely physical X's and O's thing, you know, they'd find somebody else. They'd get somebody that's going to do exactly what they want. I have a feeling that Jared Goff is probably slacking a little bit as far as leadership and as far as his personality in the locker room goes.
Yeah, that was a pretty quick reversal for Dan Campbell. I mean, he was in tears a couple of weeks ago, which would have included Jared Goff. I mean, he was a part of the team that apparently was working so hard and just had their hearts broken. And then a week later, he's like, this isn't enough. We need more out of Goff. And I'm with you in terms of the interpretation. This guy's getting paid a boatload of money. He went first overall. He's the guy. You know, Campbell knows he's not going to be the guy in the future, though. That's what makes this a little bit more different and complex, because with McVay, McVay was a part of the team that traded up, you know, to get him. They wanted him and went to a Super Bowl with him. Campbell and the Lions have basically just taken on Goff's contract. They haven't taken on the player. They've just taken on the contract because they had to get the picks and to move on from Stafford. So there's no future for Goff in Detroit. So what should his mentality be, knowing that there's no future for him there? He probably doesn't want to be in Detroit. So isn't he kind of playing for his next stop and having the ability to start somewhere else?
Big time. And what's weird is you get pigeonholed in this league. I'm sure it's, you know, similar across professional sports, but for, like, Jared Goff now, and I thought something similar happened with Cam Newton to a degree last year. You know, he's got a resume. Like you said, he's brought a team to the Super Bowl. It's not like his numbers are horrid by any means. But now you kind of, if you're a GM and the Lions decide to go their separate ways, do you take a guy that's failed, you know, at two places as a starting quarterback, probably is going to demand a decent amount of money, and or do you, you know, try and organically grow some young guy as your backup that's going to be cheaper? And, you know, so that's kind of, I think, what happens. So as far as what Jared Goff has to play for, I mean, if I were him, I'm definitely coming in and out, because there's a lot of money, a lot of ball to be played in his career. And unfortunately, if he doesn't kind of turn this thing around, next year's free agency, I don't think, will be very very kind to him.
Luke,
I mean, being said, he is a backup quarterback, so they always – quarterbacks get paid, but I mean kind to him from a playing standpoint.
Luke, I'm sure you've seen desperation in pro football where it's like we were talking at the beginning of the season that Deshaun Watson, it didn't look like he was going to be doing anything. All of a sudden, there's rumblings in Miami about Tua's play, and there's been tweets. I mean, you can't believe Twitter, but it's like this is very close to being done. It's been like that for 24 hours. But are you shocked at that, not surprised that this has come to that where it's all of a sudden maybe they don't believe in Tua and Deshaun Watson is going to be coming in there?
Not really, but this is my own little conspiracy theory, if you will.
All right.
But I do find that the NFL is a, when things aren't going well, it's a point the finger game to save your own job. And when you know, it's tough because I've never played professionally in other sports. When you have numerous games like other sports do, you can kind of find ways to right the ship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at the baseball season this year, and I think the Cardinals went on some wild win streak and ended up going crazy, you know. But it's like in football, if you string together four or five bad games, you're not making the playoffs. It's just a fact. And then at that point, if you're a staff that's been there for a few years, and, you know, you don't have that grace of being like, oh, we're new staff, we're just, you know, implementing our whatever you want to call it, our ways or our offense or our culture, if you will. Now all of a sudden it's like, holy smokes, I'm about to get fired. I've got to start pointing the finger at somebody. And it's unfortunate, but that's how the NFL works. So, you know, I think in Miami right now, part of the reason why this combo is happening is that they're a team that's been there for a few years now. The staff I'm talking about, you know, they've drafted hopefully well, and you're not seeing results. And unfortunately, somebody's got to get blamed. And it sounds like right now there's some people in the Dolphins camp that are blaming Tua.
Yeah, I mean, and he's got to be a pro until the deal goes down. He's going to be the quarterback. But this is the craziness of sports and the soap opera of sports, where he's not a dumb guy. I'm sure he's got family members and friends saying, "What's up? Are you going to Houston?" And yet he's got to prep for a game, right? He's got to prep to get over what they went through last week. They lost against the Jags. They're in a bye week. He's going to show up back in the facility in Miami on Monday, I guess. And it's like, you know it's coming from the media, right, Luke? Like, they're going to ask him, "What do you make of this? And do you think you have a future here in Miami?"
Yeah, it's not a fun place to be in, and especially in a locker room like that. And like you said, losing to the Jags, who had lost something like 20-something in a row. It's just it'll be a very dark locker room. You know, everybody, like I said, will be walking around on nails or needles, whatever you want to call it, because somebody's getting blamed. Like, someone's got to pay the piper for the bad. Now, whether it'll be two or not, I don't know. But and as far as him, you know, like you said, you're trying to prepare for the next week, and you've got personal friends, family being like, "What's going on?" You also got to think of his personal life. I don't know the man, but does he own a house in Miami? You know, did his family move down there? Does he have any kids going to school there? And then all of a sudden it's like a couple hours in any day. It could be like, "Hey, man, you're going to Houston. You're on the next flight out of here." And that's probably not the most conducive atmosphere, most conducive to playing quarterback in the NFL. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, for sure. Well, we'll see what comes of it tonight. Again, we got Case Keenum up against Teddy Bridgewater. That's the Thursday Night Football of quarterback matchups, and I'm not sure how this one's going to play out. I don't expect it to be a shootout or a barn burner, but enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of Week 7. We'll do it again next week. Thank you, Luke.
Appreciate it, guys.
There's Luke Wilson, our TSN NFL insider.